From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. The Health Resources and Services Administration recently awarded $200 million to mental health and opioid treatment centers across the country. KBIA's Ana Perez reports on the local impact the grant will have on mid-Missouri health centers.
24. That is the number of Missouri health centers on the list to receive money for AIMS, access increases for mental health and substance abuse services. The total amount awarded for the state will be $3.9 million. Columbia's Family Health Center of Boone County is one of the centers on the list. The center provides medical, dental, and mental health services for residents of Boone County and will receive $175,000 from the grant. HRSA's Martin Kramer explains what went into the process of coming up with the amount for each community mental health center in Missouri.
They had to indicate how they would use the funds when it comes to expanding training opportunities for clinicians to better understand mental health issues and substance abuse issues.
The grant is a part of the department's five-point strategy to fight opioid abuse nationwide. Ana Perez, KBIA News.
Fulton Medical Center was set to close on September 22nd until Empower HMS, a company that operates rural hospitals, bought the facility last week. Fulton Medical Center is the only hospital in Callaway County, and this deal will keep the hospital open. Tamara Tatishin is the Callaway Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. She says the administrators of the city of Fulton have been working tirelessly to find a way to save this facility.
They were on it from day one, and they have done a fabulous job of, you know, just continuously trying to find a solution to that problem.
Empower HMS and the Fulton Medical Center are hosting an open house for residents to meet and welcome the new owners at Fulton City Hall tomorrow at 11 a.m. The Columbia City Council is planning to vote tonight on the budget for fiscal year 2018, and a rate increase for utilities is on the table. Council member Michael Trapp is intending to vote in favor of the increase. He says monthly utility rates will increase by approximately $3.87.
If we don't raise the electric utility this year, it would mean that we will have to raise the utility rate more sharply in the future.
Trapp says not everyone is in favor of the increase because it's unclear how current utility funds are being used. City Council meets tonight at 7 p.m. to vote on the new budget. Columbia's Department of Public Health and Human Services will offer free flu shots for children ages 6 months to 18 years. Starting today, people may come from Monday to Friday at the Worley Street Clinic without a prior appointment to receive the injectable flu vaccine. Eric Stan is the Community Relations Specialist at the Department of Public Health and Human Services. He says the flu season begins around October 1st, but people should take preventative measures.
Staying home if you're sick, covering coughs and sneezes by coughing or sneezing into your elbow or sleeve of your shirt, and frequently hand washing with warm soap and water.
There will also be a high-dose flu shot available for people aged 65 and older. Westminster College will host its 12th annual Hancock Symposium this week with speakers from a wide variety of fields and experiences. Director of Media and Public Relations Rob Krause says the college and community are thrilled to hear from this year's speakers.
Every year it's just a powerhouse of speakers, and everybody comes together, faculty, staff, and students, and people from the general public, and they come out of these 2 days with experiences that they would never have had otherwise.
Bernie Sanders will be speaking to conclude the events. St. Louis police say more than 100 people were arrested Sunday following the acquittal of former police officer Jason Stockley on Friday. St. Louis Public Radio reports there were about 100 people marching peacefully in the downtown this morning.
And in addition, high school students staged
demonstrations at Kirkwood, University City, and Webster Groves high schools. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.